Hello.
Hi, is that Miss Logan?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Miss Logan. This is Jamie from MMA Legal. I'm just returning your call. Are you okay to speak?
Yes, I'm fine.
Perfect. I just need to do data protection. So can you please confirm your date of birth?
1954.
And your postcode?
E134NA.
Perfect. And just let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. How can I help?
It's just that Aaron's dealing with me, right? And I was lying in my bed last night and I was talking to my sister. She says, you know, you were in a place called Abernethy running the runs. I went, no, we were Protestants. But I do remember it now. She says, do you remember they used to take it? She says, the nurses were dressed, the young nun had grey and the older ones had black. I went, oh, do you remember it?
Right, okay. So,
I'm going to put that down.
We've got two institutions down. We've got 1961 to 62. We have Mabel Residential School in Ayrshire.
Right.
And we have 1962 to 63. We have Castle Towered Residential School.
So
did you say there's one more to add to that?
Aye, Abernethy.
Right, how am I spelling that?
Well, I wrote it on my own.
Abernethy.
Aye.
And whereabouts is that?
I think it's Rossy.
Right, let me see what I can find. Bear with me. Abernethy. And what type of institution was it? Was it a care facility? Was it...
You get sent here because your parents couldn't look after you.
All right.
Only get sent for 6 weeks, but we get sent every time it was at... My mum had 10 years and... Oh, I hated it, but we're in a bit... I was in more than that, but I can't remember. Can you not find that out?
Yes, we can. I just need to find out the details of the actual place in Abernethy.
Abernethy's in Rossy. Well, one was in Rossy. That might have been Castle Tower. That was Castle Tower. That was Rossy.
Castle Tower.
You've got that already.
Right, so yeah, we've already got the Castle Tower Residential School. That's fine. But you believe there was another one in Abernethy. So what we could potentially do, if you can't
see, you look it up.
Yeah,
it says on it. I read it the other noon. It says Abernethy Residential School.
Residential school.
Aye.
Right. And what years were you there?
62, I think.
Okay. But you were. It says here that you were in Castle Tower between 62 and 63.
Yeah.
So, I take it you weren't in two places at once. So, you were in Mabel Residential School, 61 to 62, and Castle Tower, 62 to 63.
When that one, you find that one out.
Right, okay, so what we can do is, if we haven't got the precise details, we can make a request to the local authority or the local council where the Abernethy Residential School was based, okay?
And then hopefully we
can get the information from that.
Right, and tell Aram I was out for lunch, but I'm a wee 73-year-old woman, go for lunch. I was out, and I was telling them about it, and she went, you're fucking kidding me on. I was in there. That was horrible. So what I've done, I've gave her Aaron's details and all that, and the phone number.
Yes,
so
I can see that there's a note on the file. You'll be referring to family relatives or to family friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, this one was only Saturday, so that must be somebody else. See, my two sisters are volunteer.
Right, okay.
But then I go to my sister, and she says to me, well, the one with my sister, my big sister had 7 kids, and she was only 21. 21 with 7 kids, and she's 89, she's in a house to pass away now. And they were in it as well, and I've told them, but there's only one of them. She's, I'll do it. I says, but why did you not do it? We were forced to eat. See, because I had Crohn's disease when I was a wee girl, we didn't know it was wrong with me.
Yes.
But I've got it bad now. But then I didn't, and they used to make me say, like, say, spaghetti bolognese, I don't know. Any dairy products, I don't know. But they made me eat that and made me violently sick.
Right,
and
okay.
And I've never got that done. Aaron asked me to write all that down, but I will do it for them. I've not done it yet.
Well, don't worry, because we do is, once we've got all the information in, all the evidence, we will be contacting you and we'll be taking a full witness statement. So obviously it's helpful if you jot things down just as a remembrance point for the conversation, but don't be feel obliged to write it down yourself. We will do that for you as part of, obviously, the service we provide.
And then my sister says, Gina, I said, but... She said, her boy's a prosecutor in Frisco, right? She went, people's names, he'll not tell his mum, very proper boy. He says, Mum, I've got people in there that I deal with. And you wouldn't believe it. You would not believe the things.
So she says,
I'm not going to do it then if my boy's involved. I said, but you, then your boy might not get your case. it could be somebody else, but I know he's a prosecuting fiscal, whatever he deals with every day.
Yeah.
I don't know what a prosecuting fiscal even is. Something to do with the courts.
Okay, so what we'll do then is, as I said, we'll, because we can't get all the details, we will speak with the local authority of where Abernethy Residential School was based, and we'll see if we can get any further information just to obviously make clear the time you spent there and the actual address. Okay?
Have you had any word back from the other man saying that I've been there?
Let me have a look. Yeah, so we've got quite a few responses back so far. We're still waiting on two more. So as soon as we get all those responses in, we should be in a position to obviously get ready and reviewing that and obviously contacting you to take a full witness statement. But what I will do is I'll speak to our investigations team now and we'll get further requests sent in relation to this Abernethy Residential School. Okay?
Right. Well, my husband, he didn't know about you. My husband put in for that 3 years ago, right? And my husband is very, very, very quiet because my husband was in a children's home for his one, he was two, he was three, he was four. Then he went into one for he was 60, he was 18, and she got settled up, but oh, mother of God, the things that they've done to him. And they never said he was raped or anything like that. Never put in, because people do lie. I've never lied about anything like that. But he, oh my God, they said that George was brought up in the system all his life. Honest to God. Disney drink, Disney smoke, Disney boot, because he can't trust me and anything like that. But that was terrible. But I've had a new about you before as I came to you, but I just took the first one that says. I said, I'll just take them. I'm not going to go to all these different people. But But I will try. I know my sister, her boy, was filling a form in the other day there. So I'll find out. If she's no done it yet, I'll get up to see Aaron, right?
Yeah,
I'll get up to go to him, definitely.
Yeah. Get us the call. We'll be happy to assist.
I will do. Right, thank you for your help. How long does this take for you,
Well, we are nearing the end now. Once we've got all the evidence in, we'll be in a position to review it all. Once we've reviewed it all, we'll contact you.
See, my sister telling me what they used to do. See, that was a wee lassie and I had polio, right? And I was very, very thin. And they used, and I couldn't read or write. By God, I can read and write now. But I couldn't then.
Yeah.
And they used to make me stand up in front of everybody in the class.
That will form all part of the abuse, unfortunately. It's a humiliation factor, which...
Oh, my God, that was horrendous. And then, as I said, I had Crohn's disease, which you couldn't eat food, and it did. And at this day, I'm just at the hospital yesterday with the same thing, because I will not take a stoma bag.
Yeah, well, what we'll do is, when it comes
but
to
I'll get my best and my sisters. They can tell me a lot and all, because they were with me.
Yeah.
But they've only claimed their truth here. I said, I don't know why... You're no lying, you're no saying the rape to you. They're just telling you they battered your head in for pushing the bed and the look in a cupboard. And another thing, see, I have a memory. We were Protestants and we were made go to chapel.
Yes, we've heard that quite a lot from quite a few clients. It again, that goes towards the abuse.
Oof. My mother and father came from Belfast to Shankill Road. They weren't happy. But that's where we went. Right, thanks for listening to me. And I'll try and get more stuff after them that they can remember.
Of course. Thank you very
then
much.
Another thing I forgot to forget. You remember this wee bit. Write it down. See, when you go to a bath, there was five of you in the bath at the one time getting washed. Boys and lassies in the one big, big, big bath. So I said, Gina, do you not remember all that? I said, Julie, I'm 73.
Yeah.
You're only 60 odds.
Memories do fade. That's completely normal part of
well,
it.
Well, that's true, because my five sisters all died with dementia. There you go.
Yeah. No, of course. But thank you very much for your time, Miss Logan. And we will be in touch. Okay.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Right. Bye.